Sunday's playoffs will be a bonanza for fans watching from the comfort of their homes. The games will be captured from almost every conceivable angle by dozens of cameras and microphones, and the production will be enhanced by a graphics team consisting of dozens of artists. Commentator Diana Nyad says the technical presentation of a big sporting event today can be as important as the game itself.
The current goal of sports broadcasting seems to be to crank out a steady stream of what can only be called eye candy. The viewer is bombarded with spinning stats, colorful graphics, voices from the huddle, all the sights and sounds that the newest technical toys can bring us. In a recent survey by Fox Sports Television, football fans said the most crucial element of a telecast, more than the announcers or even the score display, is the yellow first and 10 line. We watched football for decades without really knowing where the first down line was. But now that we can clearly see on every play a bright yellow line that marks the goal of the next first down, we can't seem to live without it. Years ago, we watched football from one camera angle, high up at the 50-yard line, just like we watched baseball from one camera, high behind home plate. Well, with the miniaturization of cameras and lenses, we now stare down the nostrils of the offensive lineman with the ump cam. We track 95-mile-per-hour fastballs hurtling toward us with the catcher cam. We feel the speed of a thoroughbred galloping down the stretch with the jockey cam. The dolly cam, used at the Olympics to travel alongside runners down the final straightaway, makes us feel that we're striding right along with them. Cameras that weigh only a couple of ounces are manipulated by robotic levers, taking us where a human camera operator just can't go. We can now get right into the dugout to see the emotion on a player's face as he takes the bench after striking out. And engineers work on audio innovations as much as picture. If you watch the sidelines on any NFL game, you'll notice guys holding big plastic bubbles toward the field. Those are what they call parabolic microphones. Directed toward a quarterback, say, 50 yards away, they can focus on his voice and pull it in so that we hear it as if he were standing right next to us. Wireless microphones the size of a fingertip are placed under the bases so we can overhear talk between a runner and a first base coach. Microphones are placed under the ice so we can hear the slash of skates carving their way toward the goal. Well, I've got to admit that I'm duly amazed by every new razzle-dazzle development that comes across my living room screen. But sometimes the barrage of exploding effects and endless web page-like flashes of information makes me want to get in my car, cruise out to the country, and hear the game back in a simpler form on the radio.